Ken Friedman was a huge inspiration to me, the kind of Catholic notion of freeform radio, the idea that you could take something very high and then segue it into something extremely pop or extremely low and have them both make sense.
Station on the ground reporting. News, odds, and hopping. Yeah! Here I am, your main man, reporting from Jam Jam. On 16,000 kilocycles FM and 1,000 megahertz on the ground. Yeah!
Hello, this is WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Do you read me?
Tween Advisory Council presents an original escape room, Altered Zone, New York, Monday, October 14th from 11 to 3 at the Hudson Area Library.
Backed by popular demand, come and play as a ragtag team of friends or family in this original escape room. This game is limited to 15 minutes, and the team with the shortest time will win a special prize!
RSVP online at HudsonAreaLibrary.org or call 518-828-1792. Don't miss all the fun.
Yeah, so come.
April is Jazz Appreciation Month, and the Hudson Area Library is celebrating with a performance from the Michael Benedict Jazz Vibes Quartet. That's Michael Benedict on vibraphone, John Leroy on keyboards, Mike Richmond on bass, and Andy Heron on drums. They are performing at the Hudson Area Library on April 2nd. That's it, from noon to 1 p.m. You can go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information about this event or many other community events, and you can even add your own event there at wgxc.org.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
We should get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump.
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dan and Mary Udell of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney reports for Politico that a Republican judge threw out New York's congressional state legislative redistricting plan on March 31st, saying lawmakers failed to follow the legal redistricting process. Former Representative John Faso, who used to represent the 19th Congressional District and worked on overturning the new district lines, said, and I quote, "The people won, the politicians lost," end quote. Now New York's June primaries will likely be delayed if the ruling is upheld on appeal. But Democrats and political observers believe there's a good chance the appeal will overturn this decision. Senate Democratic spokesperson Mike Murphy said, and I quote, "We always knew this case would be decided by appellate courts. We are appealing this decision and expect this decision will be stayed," end quote. Besides throwing out the new district line, Supreme Court Justice Patrick McAllister ordered legislators to create new lines by April 11th. Candidates had already been gathering petition signatures based on the district lines, which may or may not be used. Political observers predicted that Democrats would pick up additional seats in Congress and in Albany under the redistricting plan. Read more about this story at Politico. Masara Makati reports for the Times Union that Democrats in Bethlehem in Albany County are warning voters about Doug Lloyd, who is running for one of two open seats on the Board of Education there with a history of radical social media posts. Lloyd claims, and I quote, "My platform is based around nonpartisan ideas that we should all be able to agree on," end quote. But his social media posts include untrue conspiracy theories. He shared a story about a study on COVID-19 vaccines and menstrual cycles and commented above it, and I quote, "Tell me again how this isn't an experiment," end quote. He also posted a meme of a photo of Jeffrey Epstein, who was accused of having sex with children, saying, and I quote, "Don't leave me hanging this Valentine's Day," end quote. The Bethlehem Democratic Committee wrote its own social media post about the candidate, and I quote, "We don't want Lloyd anywhere near our children," end quote. Lloyd repeatedly talked about COVID-19 conspiracies, which have not been proven, and transsexual athletes, which he opposes. He told the Times Union, and I quote, "I'm also concerned about women's sports as trans women are dominating due to their biological advantages," end quote. Bethlehem's Republican committee is backing Lloyd. They wrote in an email, and I quote, "We share his concerns with the current board's judgment and their lack of ideological diversity," end quote. Lloyd has campaign signs out, but no petitions from any prospective candidates have been submitted to the district yet. Those petitions for the two open seats with three-year terms are due by April 19th, with school elections on May 18th. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. The Upstarter reports that April 1st used to be the beginning of trout season in New York, but is now the end of catch-and-release-only trout fishing. Year-round trout fishing is now allowed on most streams in New York, with an artificial lures-only catch-and-release season from October 16th to March 31st. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos said, and I quote, "Fishing in New York State is a highly anticipated world-class experience that brings seasoned and amateur anglers to our waters in every corner of every state every spring. DEC's extensive fish stocking efforts throughout the state are certain to complement our existing healthy fisheries and make the upcoming harvest season a success," end quote. DEC stocking trucks are adding 1,872,105 catchable brown rainbow and brook trout to ponds and streams across the state this spring. There are also several new fishing regulations this year on the DEC's website. And you can read more about this story at the Upstarter. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
New York's game species are literally losing ground as human development and climate change is restricting their native habitats. A new report from the National Wildlife Federation finds that game species across the country lost, on average, 6.5 million acres of habitat over the past two decades. It's a trend advocates say will continue unless lawmakers take action. Aaron Kindle with the National Wildlife Federation says hunters and anglers are important partners when discussing the issue with legislators.
Hunters and anglers, the ones who go out and pursue those species, are the ones who are appropriate for finding the solutions, advocating for the solutions, talking to members of Congress, and getting this stuff happening.
Kindle says one possible solution to America's habitat loss is a so-called 30 by 30 target, which calls for restoring and preserving 30% of America's lands by 2030. The plan has earned the endorsement of the Biden-Harris administration, which has renamed the strategy as the America the Beautiful Initiative. Kindle says the 30 by 30 plan would provide an avenue to restore and rehabilitate the nation's lands and waters. He says restoring natural infrastructure such as rivers, forests, and wetlands would benefit everyone.
You have a healthy river with vegetation on both sides. It provides habitat, but it also flows floodwaters. It cleans the water before it gets to a human drinking water source.
Per the report, between 65 and 82 million acres of America's national forests are in need of restoration. In addition to the 30 by 30 plan outlined in Biden's America the Beautiful initiative, Congress is considering the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which would allocate nearly $1.4 billion annually to states to implement habitat restoration and conservation strategies. For the New York News Connection, I'm Jonah Chester. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Overdue Emmett Till anti-lynching law. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. President Biden signed the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act into law Tuesday, culminating efforts to make lynching a federal crime that started over a century ago. Michelle Duster, the great-granddaughter of Ida B. Wells, the legendary anti-lynching activist and pioneering African-American journalist, said at the signing ceremony,
"Since my great-grandmother's visit to the White House 124 years ago, there have been over 200 attempts to get legislation enacted. And 17 years ago, in 2005, my brother Dan spoke at the Senate press conference where they issued an apology for not passing the legislation. But we finally stand here today, generations later, to witness this historic moment."
Emmett Till should be alive today. Born on July 25, 1941, he would be 80 years old. Perhaps he would still be joking the way he did throughout his childhood. His mother, Mamie Till Mobley, wrote of Emmett, "For Emmett, life was laughter, and laughter was life-giving. There was so much joy in his carefree world that he just wanted to share with everyone around him," she said. Emmett Till, an African-American boy, was brutally murdered August 28, 1955, at the age of 14. He'd been accused of wolf whistling at Carolyn Bryant, a white woman, then dragged out of his great uncle's home in Money, Mississippi, where his mother had sent him from Chicago for the summer. Several days later, his brutally beaten, disfigured body, weighted down with a 75-pound cotton gin fan tied to his body with barbed wire, was pulled out of the Tallahatchie River. The LaFleur County Sheriff attempted to force the immediate burial of Emmett Till, but Mamie intervened and paid almost a year's salary for his body to be shipped back to Chicago. There, the funeral director refused to open the box for her to view her son's corpse. "Give me a hammer," she demanded. He relented and allowed Mamie to view Emmett's mutilated remains. By then, the murder had sparked outrage across the nation. Mamie Till Mobley insisted that Emmett receive an open casket funeral. "Let the world see what I've seen," she said. 100,000 mourners lined up to pay respects. Jet magazine put a picture of Emmett in his casket, his head distended and deformed by violence, on the magazine's cover. The image went global and forced the people of the United States to witness the ravages of racism, the brutality of bigotry. Two suspects, Roy Bryant, the husband of the woman who claimed she'd been whistled at, and his half-brother, J.W. Milam, were arrested for the kidnapping and murder of Emmett Till. Two brave activists from the Mississippi NAACP, Medgar Evers and Amzie Moore, had been involved since Till was reported missing, first looking for the lost boy, then seeking eyewitnesses to the murder. Despite the eyewitnesses they produced, an all-white, all-male jury acquitted the suspects. One member of the jury said they'd reached their decision within minutes, but waited an hour to appear as if they'd actually deliberated. Medgar Evers himself was later assassinated in the driveway of his home on June 12, 1963. After the acquittal, Bryant and Milam sold their story to Look magazine for $4,000, about the same amount that Mamie Till Mobley had paid to ship her son home, an equivalent to over $40,000 in 2022. Despite their confession to the magazine that they murdered Emmett, they couldn't be prosecuted due to constitutional double jeopardy protections. Had a federal anti-lynching law existed at the time, they could have been charged. Emmett Till's murder galvanized the civil rights movement. Months later, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus in Montgomery, Alabama. When asked why she refused to go to the rear of the bus, she said, "I thought of Emmett Till, and I just couldn't go back." A. Philip Randolph, the renowned African-American labor organizer and civil rights activist, chose the 8th anniversary of Emmett Till's death, August 28, 1963, for the March on Washington, where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech. In 2004, the FBI reopened the Emmett Till case and conducted interviews with surviving eyewitnesses, leading to the identification of several other still-living suspects. In 2017, historian Timothy Tyson published a book on the case, which included a 2007 interview he conducted with Carolyn Bryant. In it, Tyson reports she recanted part of her 1955 court testimony that Till touched her and made lewd comments, a revelation that could have led to her being charged with lying to the FBI. She denied Tyson's account. In December 2021, the Department of Justice formally closed the Emmett Till case. Ida B. Wells wrote, "The way to right wrongs is to turn the light of truth upon them," unquote. While Emmett Till's murderers escaped justice, his short life and his mother Mamie Till Mobley's tireless activism charted the path forward for us all to permanently reject racist terror. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, increasing clouds with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of rain and snow before 9 a.m., then rain is likely. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 45 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly before 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
All the candlelights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part. We know every card by heart. All the candlelights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
The technology of transmission
is the promise of one world,
made whole,
brought together,
all languages,
all races,
all cultures.
I dream of a time when everybody on the planet lives,
breathe and touch each other on air.
A glorious communion. A celebration to end all celebration. In a language to end all languages. Communication is community. The technology of transmission. The promise of one world made whole. Brought together. All languages, all races, all cultures. I dream of a time. When everybody on the planet lives, breathes, and touches each other on air.
A glorious communion. Finnegan's Wake.
Here comes everybody.
Finnegan's Wake.
Here comes everybody.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Tell me, say one thing, Nancy can understand. Who one thing, Nancy can understand? One thing, them
pour me, ambition. So I make all the matter for me, ambition. Come and some of them ask me where me get it from. Just some of them ask me where me get it from. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. I told them, no, no, it's from creation. Bam, bam, hey, yo. What a bam.
That was Sister Nancy with Bam Bam on the radio at WGXC.
Here at the Laboratory for Innovation and Acoustic Research, we're always looking for ways to integrate creative sound into the rhythms of everyday life. So, for example, this summer we have been developing a technique which permits us to freeze individual sounds, in this case, sounds from brass instruments, into ice cubes, transforming that familiar icon of the American kitchen, the ice tray, into a recording device. In theory, one could continue to add ice cubes and instruments, but in this case, we're presenting a brass choir of six voices to offer a few moments of gentle harmony in an increasingly cacophonous world. From the Laboratory for Innovation and Acoustic Research, until next time, this is Gregory Whitehead. Thank you.
Tenor Saul with Ring the Alarm.
I can't wait. Make the air run so
I want to man go on to the room to go check Mr. Penny. And I man said some people are cheers Rasta. And I man have a cheers to I
say what? Rasta, stay far. Babylon and soldier at war. Say what? A man pass through Jonestown, he go smoke Little Island. Babylon raid the scene and wipe out the soldier man clean. Every man leave the scene with them shot back full of wind, except the soldier man who was the victim. For the seed of corruption be a bitter fruit, and that the truth is I will be to children of men who is not governed by the spirit of Jah will not bear much fruit. Confusion in the city, corruption and iniquity. Police are shooting down soldiers, soldiers are shooting down police. Calling our Rasta man for the fulfillment is at hand. War in the ghetto, war in the army, war in the country, war in the city, war in South Africa, war in Rhodesia. Calling our Rasta man for the fulfillment is at hand. For the seed of corruption be a piece of fruit, and that's the truth. Children of men who is not governed by the spirit of Jah will not bear much fruit. Confusion in the city, corruption and iniquity. Police are shooting down soldiers, soldiers are shooting down police. A soldier man passed through Jonestown, he got smoked with the eye. Babylon raid the scene and wipe out the soldier man team. War in the ghetto, war in the army, war in the young chief, war in the city, war in a South Africa, war in a Rhodesia. Bye.